So yesterday, it was the big day. The Federal Emergency Management Agency sent out the first nationwide presidential alert text on behalf of the president yesterday, 2:18 Eastern Standard Time. It was a test, obviously.
Sure. It worked. I got mine.
Yep. However, real thing would have been used during like a national crisis. Like I asked my daughters, I was like, hey, did you get it? They're like, why would it have happened? And I'm like, well, it's in case there's something of like national emergency.
Yes.
That needs to like, that information needs to get disseminated.
I would like to know about that. However, they need to work on the dude that gives the message afterwards because I got like not one word that guy said. They do need to work on that. Let's tweak that a little bit.
So that was on radio stations, television stations, and of course, it was the first ever text alert, basically. And that
sounds a lot like EAS.
We've been getting EAS
like
one
tests
of those
all the time.
Amber alerts that come over your phone as well.
Absolutely.
So I figured, you know what? I mean, everybody has to know about it. Everybody has to kind of be on board with this. Or at least have an opinion. So I figured I'd go to the National Presidential Alert Press Conference Facebook post there and look at the comments section.
Okay.
Now.
Well, you know anything having to do with the president, there's going to be some fighting.
Sure. I'm not even going to get to that.
Okay.
Yes,
that has nothing to do with that?
Yes, there were some divisions between right,
sure.
Left, yes, no, all that. To get to some here, this is where we're going. Basil R, your system just changed my TV channel to 999 for the alert and didn't change it back to the channel I was watching once the alert was over. You need to fix that.
I don't remember what channel I was on. Yeah, that's a problem. That's annoying.
Stephen B was shocked. Sweet baby Jesus, the new presidential alert system over my phone was shocking, jarring, ugly sounding, and left me with the feeling of doom and fear. Wow.
Did he not understand it's a test?
Mary S. is going for blood. First time this is misused, I will be filing a lawsuit against the entire administration.
Oh, she's
fair
suing?
Fair warning.
Oh, wow.
Mary S. Watch.
She's going to lawyer
up. Watch out for Mary S.
All right.
Risa K. Ugh. Right in the middle of nap time.
Oh, that's the worst.
All right.
Yeah, seriously, though. At 2:18, I'd be napping.
Bill B. This interrupted my email to my aunt. Forgot what I was going to write. And then,
oh my God.
And then finally, Glenn P. U.S. government stole my idea. I've been working on it for 3 decades.
Oh, no.
And after my meeting with Oklahoma Department of Homeland Security, now I guess he told them my idea, and this is what they came up with.
Oh, wow.
Thanks.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's a conspiracy theory right there.
Yeah.
Like,
he stole
the idea from Glenn?
Sorry, Glenn.
It was Glenn's idea.
Maybe it's the National Glenn Alert Press Conference.
Maybe we
just need to be the National Glenn Alert
It'll
System.
It'll be okay. We'll send a message.
There you go.
Okay.
Glenn,
it's fine.
Facebook comments there from the National Presidential Alert Press Conference
That's a lot.
Facebook page.
That was a lot.
On 99.7 DJX.